Chapter 17. The Future of Diseases and Administration with AI. In the last chapter we saw the seventh area AI is making an invasion into is medical. There we saw, just in time for the seven-year tribulation, the whole medical system is being taken over, on a global scale, with the help of AI, to give the necessary leverage the Antichrist needs to force people to do whatever he wants them to do. That is happening by having AI replace doctors with apps and chatbots and even robots, and then even having AI replace surgeries with AI-assisted surgeries or even AI robot surgeries. Just in time, in case you want to get those burns treated from the global fire that burns one-third of the planet in the seven-year tribulation, or those broken bones, from a giant tsunami, or your body healed from drinking poisonous water. None of that will get done if you do not bow a knee to the Antichrist's demands. Total global control, using the medical community as leverage with the help of AI. And that's common sense, because as we saw last time, medical care is going to be a huge need in the seven-year tribulation. Not just in the second half as we saw last time, but even in the first half. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 6:1-14. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures, saying, "A quart of wheat for a day's wages, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer, until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been completed. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair, the whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth, as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place.
Wow. Now how many of you would say, after all those events, there is going to be a whole lot of people on the planet who are going to need some serious medical care, at least those that survive, however few they might be. I mean, wow. A global war, a global famine, a global plague, with wild beasts shredding you apart, not to mention a global slaughter with a global earthquake so big that every mountain and island is shaken. Oh yeah, and don't forget the asteroid slamming into the earth. And that is just the first half with nearly 2 billion people dying in one fell swoop. Not a good time. But the point is, for those that remain, they are going to need what? Some serious medical care all across the planet, right? And so again, whoever controls the medical community on the planet at this time, they have got some serious leverage over the people, right? Common sense. And once again, it is already being done on a global basis with AI, with not only replacing doctors and replacing surgeries, but the third way AI is controlling the medical system is AI is predicting diseases. And boy, there is going to be a ton of that going on during the seven-year tribulation. As we just saw with all these wars, including the use, I believe, of biological weapons, famines and pestilence that follow these wars. Man. The planet is going to be disease-ridden, and people are going to need to have all that taken care of, right? Well, hey, worry no more. AI can now not only provide medical care on a global basis, but it can even predict diseases on a global basis. In fact, way better than humans and even before those diseases even start. I mean, who would not want to have this kind of AI medical assistance at this time? But let me give you a little teaser of how well and how accurate AI already is in predicting diseases in our time. Chinese AI system could predict disease 15 years in advance. Artificial intelligence can detect Alzheimer's in brain scan 6 years before diagnosis. Google's DeepMind AI predicts kidney disease 2 days before it occurs. AI can spot Parkinson's disease in 3 minutes. Artificial intelligence diagnoses pneumonia better than an individual computer or doctor. Artificial intelligence can predict epilepsy outcomes. AI creates inexpensive heart disease detector. Artificial intelligence can catch irregular heartbeats. Europe launches a heart attack detecting AI for emergency calls.
AI. 911, what is your emergency?
Person on the phone. I need help, I need an ambulance. Dad, what happened?
AI. Can you please verify your name and address and tell me what happened?
Person on the phone. Yes, I'm Annie Robinson, I'm at 1450 Bay Street, San Francisco. My dad was installing kitchen cabinets, and I think he knocked his head or something. I just heard a bump, and then he fell. I can't get him up and he's not being responsive.
Dad, are you okay?
AI.
All right, give me one moment.
All this time they are talking on the phone, the AI is bringing up on the screen the address, directions of how to get there, and the amount of time it will take to get there.
AI.
Okay, an ambulance has been dispatched and it's on its way to you right now. He will arrive in 4 minutes. Person on the phone.
Okay. AI.
While we wait, can you tell me if your dad is conscious? Person on the phone.
I think so. No, actually I'm not sure. His eyes are open, but his face looks all weird.
I guess he's conscious. I don't know.
AI.
Okay, okay, hold on. We need to make sure that aside from hitting his head there is nothing else wrong with your dad. Does he seem to be breathing properly? Person on the phone.
No, I don't think he is breathing right. He is disoriented. I don't know.
Oh, is he having a heart attack?
What do I do?
AI.
It's okay. You can do this. Listen to me and stay calm.
Can you make sure he is lying flat on the ground and he doesn't have any vomit or food in his mouth?
Person on the phone.
Yes, hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker, if you can just hold on.
Okay?
AI.
Okay. Person on the phone.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, there is nothing in his mouth.
AI. Great, now place your one hand on his forehead and your other hand under his neck and tilt his head back and put your ear next to his mouth. Can you feel or hear any breathing?
Person on the phone.
No, no, I don't think he is breathing.
AI.
Okay, once again, stay calm. Stay with me.
An AI chatbot can detect a heart attack. Artificial intelligence used to detect early-stage heart disease. AI outperformed cardiologists in detection of heart murmurs. Artificial intelligence can predict how cancers will evolve and spread. AI predicts cancer patients' symptoms. AI is better than dermatologists at diagnosing skin cancer. AI predicts thyroid cancer risk. AI can now tell how aggressive an ovarian tumor is. AI can detect early signs of cervical cancer. AI outperforms clinicians and pap smears in detecting cervical cancer. Artificial intelligence can determine lung cancer type. Artificial intelligence improves prostate cancer detection. Artificial intelligence identifies previously unknown features associated with cancer recurrence. Google AI can spot advanced breast cancer more effectively than humans. Artificial intelligence could save the lives of 22,000 cancer patients a year. AI cancer screening tech can see data beyond our perception. Artificial intelligence could soon cure cancer. AI can spot signs of Alzheimer's before your family does. New artificial intelligence system can detect dementia.
Jian Jagannathan, Ontario Hubs reports. One startup company is trying to change the way medical professionals screen for the disease using one's voice and artificial intelligence. Lady on her iPad.
This looks like garbage, she says as she looks at a drawing.
Jian Jeganathan.
It may not look like it, but Joan Deason is taking a test. A test that would detect if she has dementia.
By analyzing speech, they can identify cognitive impairment associated with dementia. Researcher.
We are able to take those verbal responses and then score them by 500 different variables.
Voice from iPad.
Tell me everything you see in this picture after the beep.
Joan.
He looks like he is yelling back at her.
Researcher.
We look at it from the content of her speech using the context, grammar, substitution that you might be making.
Like if she should say a name but would say a pronoun instead.
She might show word difficulties.
Dr. Rhonda Collins, Rivera Chief Medical Officer.
People think of dementia as the memory loss solely, but there are other things that go along with it.
Loss of the ability to plan and organize in sequence, which is called executive function, and things like banking, grocery shopping, laundry, cooking. Jian Jeganathan.
Using artificial intelligence to monitor speech patterns in patients, the program looks at factors like how quickly one talks, how long they pause for, and even fluctuations in the vibrations in their voices, things that a human examiner would miss.
Artificial intelligence improves diagnosis of lung disease. Google's DeepMind AI predicts kidney injury up to 48 hours before it happens. AI can predict allergies and allergy patterns. AI can spot the pain from a disease doctors still think is fake. Artificial intelligence as good as experts at detecting eye problems. AI cameras detect blindness-causing diseases. Artificial intelligence improves glaucoma detection. AI app can detect eye diseases. Artificial intelligence is helping to prevent blindness. AI improves chest X-ray interpretation. Google AI classifies chest X-rays with human-level accuracy. Now AI can outperform humans with X-ray interpretation.
Vice News reports. This algorithm reads X-rays better than doctors.
This is how a radiologist diagnoses pneumonia. Researcher.
84-year-old female, shortness of breath, period, frontal and lateral views of the chest, period. Vice News reports.
This is an algorithm called ChexNet that's trained to do the exact same task, and this is how it performed against six doctors analyzing 50 chest X-rays for pneumonia in a recent test at Stanford. Doctors, 79% accuracy, AI, 81% accuracy. ChexNet is one of many projects exploring how artificial intelligence can take over tasks normally done by doctors, and it has some radiologists worried that AI could one day replace them. That's because algorithms are getting really good at interpreting images and diagnosing disease, sometimes with greater accuracy than humans. Pranav Rajperkar, PhD candidate, Computer Science, Stanford University.
We'll take a picture of this X-ray on his cell phone.
The model will then run for a few seconds to output all these diseases, and they are sorted by the order of most likely to least likely.
Dan Ming, Vice News.
What happens when AI misses an important diagnosis?
Matt Lundgren, radiologist. It's something that comes up all the time. No matter what happens, if we are saying that we are going to use these algorithms clinically, there will ultimately be a time where an algorithm will make a mistake.
Artificial intelligence improves medical imaging for patients with brain ailments. Artificial intelligence can detect, classify acute brain bleeds. AI improves brain scan analysis. AI can spot brain hemorrhages as accurately as humans. Artificial intelligence can screen for acute neurological illnesses. Artificial intelligence can locate abnormalities in head CT scans. Which reminds me of the weird stuff Joe Biden was asking Chief Justice John Roberts about 15 years ago at his hearing.
Joe Biden. We will be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century.
Can a microscopic tag be placed in a person's body to track his every movement?
There is actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
Can a brain scan be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
You will rule on that.
Artificial intelligence only needs 1.2 seconds to screen CT scans. Artificial intelligence improves colonoscopies. Artificial intelligence reduces need for polyp surgery or testing with colonoscopy. AI can better diagnose your bad back problems or need for surgery. Artificial intelligence can diagnose epilepsy. Artificial intelligence can predict which of its subscribers will become addicted to opioids. Artificial intelligence can detect the presence of viruses. AI can speed up influenza detection. Artificial intelligence can better predict and estimate flu activity. AI can provide better flu surveillance. Artificial intelligence can detect moving parasites in bodily fluids for earlier diagnosis. AI can diagnose sepsis more reliable than physicians. Artificial intelligence improves wrist fracture detection. Chinese researchers use AI to explore diabetes classification. Artificial intelligence can identify postpartum bleeding early. Artificial intelligence could diagnose rare disorders using just a photo of a face. AI can smell illnesses in human breath. But they are saying this AI ability is going to revolutionize disease detection around the world.
Freethink reports. Hospitals are producing so much data that it is extraordinarily difficult to provide the analytics of it so we can actually benefit patients going forward. Michelle Ungong, MD, Chief of Research, Critical Care, Montefiore. We are collecting a lot more data on these patients, but we are only scratching the surface of how that can be used in the sense of decreasing critical illness. Andrew Racine, Maryland, PhD, Chief Medical Officer. The way to do that is the use of data that exists in thousands and thousands of patients to predict who is at risk and to intervene to prevent it from happening. Parsa Murhaji, MD, PhD Director, Center for Health Data Innovations, Montefiore. We are using the machine learning and artificial intelligence to build the system that is always watching. We call it PALM. Our vision is to present PALM as the nervous system of this institution. So, what we have designed PALM to do is to collect different kinds of information. Someone's heart rate, blood pressure, their oxygen saturation, changes in their physiologic vital signs on a second-by-second or minute-by-minute basis has implications for where they are going. PALM's job is to calculate the risk for the patients to have either respiratory failure or whether or not this patient is at risk of dying. Andrew Racine, MD, PhD Chief Medical Officer. So artificial intelligence allows us to take information from tens of thousands of patients in order to predict what is going to happen to this particular patient and to prevent it from happening.
Really? Prevent it from happening? Or did you just come up with the ultimate way to control people and even cause it to happen? And I say that because if you put all this AI technology of disease prediction or disease treatment or diagnosis in the hands of the Antichrist, what could he do with all of this on a global basis for nefarious purposes? I mean, could he use it to force people to do whatever he wanted them to do, because now he's got their lives literally in his hands, or could he also use it to cause people's death for those who resist him? And if you think that's crazy, let's go back to this text again.
Revelation 13:12 and verses 14 to 15. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
As we have seen before, the Bible clearly says that in the seven-year tribulation the false prophet is not only going to dupe the whole world into worshipping the Antichrist, but he is what? He is going to make, he is going to order, he is going to cause them to do whatever he wants them to do or they are going to what? You die, right? So, here is the point. How are you going to do this on a global basis? How are you going to make order and cause people to do what you say? And if they don't, you kill them on the spot. Simple. Stir together all that we have seen so far with this AI-controlled medical system, and I think you have just one of the many ways he is going to do it. You need that disease or health problem diagnosed so it can be treated properly from all these disasters in the seven-year tribulation. Okay, just bow a knee. What is that? You're scared from all the horrors that are going on in the world in the seven-year tribulation, and you think you might be having a heart attack. No problem. Just worship the Antichrist. You think you might have caught a pestilence that is ravaging the planet in the 7-year tribulation, and you want to make sure of what it is so it can be treated. Sure thing. Just take the chip. Or if they refuse to bow a knee and worship the Antichrist or take the chip, then you can use the exact same AI-controlled system and purposely diagnose them with a so-called incurable disease. Or refuse them treatment, period, because you say the particular ailment that they have isn't worth spending the time or money on. Or they get a brain scan like Joe Biden wanted, to determine if they were a person of a high criminality or violent behavior, and you cannot have that in this new world order you are building, so they kill you. And the whole time it is make-believe, but nobody would ever know. Why? Because AI's controlling it all on a global basis, and if you do not think that would ever happen, those in the industry admit, it's going to happen, it's just a matter of time.
Everything looks fine with AI in medicine except for one thing. While cutting-edge technologies save time, money and serve patients more efficiently, the majority are curious, is it safe enough? What if AI software will give the wrong diagnosis and so on? Who will be responsible for the false results?
Yeah, not to mention, who is to stop it from giving the wrong results on purpose? And don't forget, AI doesn't have a conscience like humans. It is just a machine. So, as you can see, I don't think it's by chance. AI becomes the perfect tool just in time for the 7-year tribulation for the Antichrist to control or kill people anywhere on the planet if they don't do what they are told. All because you allowed it to take over the medical system. The fourth way AI is controlling the medical system is AI is replacing medical administration. You know, those who decide whether or not you get treatment in the first place. Let us play the devil's advocate here for the people in the 7-year tribulation. Let's say they somehow, some way managed to get the right diagnosis or treatment procedure for their diseases or ailments at that time. But is this any guarantee that they will get the treatment or surgery done in the first place? Absolutely not. Why? Because again, we all know there is a hierarchy involved in the system. It first must be approved by what? The medical administration, right? Well, guess what? AI is taking that over as well. Why? Because it can do it much better than humans. It is going to save so much time and money. And this is precisely why they have been pushing for electronic health records.
Narrator. Whether it is a hospital emergency or a routine doctor's visit, all people regardless of age will require medical care at some point in their lives. The ability to have safe medical care is a crucial issue today for patients and healthcare providers alike. Physician. There are problems with patients' safety. There are things we could be doing today to make care delivered safer. Narrator. Impacting patients' safety includes searching for ways to manage all of the information necessary for providers to deliver high quality, accurate and timely care to their patients. Look at it this way, when you visit a local walk-in clinic and the physician requests a number of tests, unfortunately those test results may not always be shared with your family doctor. A month later you experience similar complications, and your family doctor performs the exact same tests. Wouldn't it have been easier and more efficient if your doctor could have accessed those original results first? In your community, when you visit a healthcare facility, any point of care information is collected regarding your health. However, because these systems do not connect, information cannot be easily shared between healthcare providers. So, when a doctor is treating you, there may be pieces of your health information out there that they don't know about. Now consider how important communication is in an urgent situation. Say, for example, you find yourself in the ER and you are unable to properly relay your medical history. Not knowing for certain if you are on any medications or if you have any allergies could hinder the doctor's assessment and even cause problems during treatment. To improve healthcare, we are working to create and connect a network of electronic health record systems in your community and across the country, which in the future will allow your health record history to be accessed by every healthcare provider agency, so one day no matter where you are, you will know that your healthcare provider has access to your health information. Many hospitals are doing things such as implementing barcoded medication delivery systems and computerized physician order programs, among other safety measures. A key component of this effort is the use of computers to better manage healthcare information and records. Physician. An electronic health record is a record that your provider can use when you come to see them, that basically keeps track of all your information. Narrator.
Experts say computerized medical records have the potential to actually improve the quality of care that doctors give their patients.
Improve the quality or control the quality? And did you notice that they not only made all the records of your whole medical history electronic, so that it can be viewed, accessed, or shared anywhere in the world, out of convenience? But they were also putting electronic barcodes on all medical equipment, medication, and even patients themselves, with a barcode on their wrist next to the hand that ties them into the system personally. Gee, I wonder where that is headed? Because you all know you could lose those wristbands, then what kind of medical care could you get or not get? And for those of you who think this will never catch on, this digitizing of all medical care, believe it or not, has already been mandated by Obamacare.
Make no mistake about it, electronic medical records are the way of the future for medical practices of all sizes. Why? With the passage of the Affordable Care Act, i.e., Obamacare, and the ruling by the United States Supreme Court, Roberts again, healthcare reform is on its way. A mandate requiring electronic medical records for all practitioners took effect in 2014. And funding for the electronic medical records legislation will cover a span of 10 years. So that's 2024. By the end of that time, all practices will have implemented electronic medical records.
So, like it or not, all records in the whole medical industry are going to be digitized. But there is a problem. Actually, it's twofold. One, tying all this medical data and equipment together on a global basis is just way too big for humans to handle. There is no way they can manage that. You cannot hire enough people to digitize every person, every record, every transaction, every copay, every drug, every procedure, every permission made by the administration, every piece of medical equipment anywhere in the world, and on it goes. No amount of people could do that. So, is this all just a hopeless failure, just one big pipe dream? No. Once again, AI to the rescue. How many times have we seen, humans may not be able to handle all this data, but AI can. Piece of cake. Even on a global basis, just in time for the 7-year tribulation and the leverage needed for the Antichrist to have over people. Think about it. This system would not only allow him to diagnose or misdiagnose diseases or ailments for nefarious purposes, but this AI-controlled administration will also give him the ability to fully grant permission for anybody on the planet to get medical treatment anywhere around the world. There is no way this is by chance. It is a setup. But that is only the first problem. The second problem, as you saw, is everything is reliant upon being tied together with electronic barcodes, right? Including the people. But the problem with that is, these barcodes could get lost or torn off, or damaged, so you couldn't read them. Now what do? You cannot get the medical care you need. You are shut out of the system. Ah. Can you say electronic microchips to replace the barcode system? That's right, as wild as that sounds, it's already being promoted, including into people. I am going to give you just a couple of examples. The first way they are promoting medical microchips in people is to control your diabetes.
KCCI 8 News. A Des Moines hospital is paving the way so that diabetes patients experience fewer needle pricks. Doctors say this new procedure is the next chapter for diabetes care. Tommy Clark, KCCI 8 reporter. Inside Mercy One's diabetes care practice, the first of its kind procedure is about to happen. Medical gloves snapped on, surgical tools soaked in saline, and syringe ready. Mary Rape from Urbandale is about to feel the future of diabetes care. Dr. Tech Koo, MD, is one of the providers that has been trained to implant these continuous glucose monitoring sensors. Dr. Tech Koo. For the longest time, the thought of needing to prick yourself 4 times a day, squeeze a drop of blood out, and put it on a test strip, for patients especially with type 1 that would be required to do it lifelong, I think it's a difficult pill to swallow.
But not anymore. Why? Because you just got a microchip implant. Huh? Diabetes is solved. No more pricking your finger. Life is good. This is great. If you just get a microchip implant, all your medical problems will go away. The second way they are promoting medical microchips in people is to control your diet. Speaking of pricking your fingers, sometimes you've got to slap your hand to keep all that food from going into your mouth. And who likes going on all those multitudes of diets? Keto, shmato, mosquito. But not anymore. If you would just get a medical microchip implant, like this one.
The Doctor's TV Show. Because obesity has obviously become a national epidemic and one-third of U.S. adults are obese. What if I told you, a tiny chip, I'm talking about something the size of this little needle, the top of this needle? It is this tiny. This could actually have a big effect on your weight. Scientists in the United Kingdom are experimenting with a microchip that they think will help people curb their appetite and lose weight. The microchip would be attached to the vagus nerve and send signals to the brain to control the person's hunger level. Would you implant a chip into your body if it promised to control your appetite? Dr. Andrew Ordon.
This is a great innovation. It's still minimally invasive. It has to be placed with a scope, but I think it is less invasive and with less chances of side effects than the other choices of bypass or band.
But not anymore. No more bypasses or banding or even diets. Why? Because you just got a microchip implant. Huh? Diets and losing weight totally solved. No more starving yourself to death, no more costly problematic surgeries. Life is good. This is great. If you just get a microchip implant, all your medical problems will go away. The third way they are promoting medical microchips in people is to control your offspring. This is unbelievable.
CBS 3 reports. Researchers are testing a birth control microchip that can be turned off and on with a remote control. Stephanie Stahl is here now to explain how this works.
Stephanie Stahl. What until you guys see this technology? We are talking about a tiny, implanted chip that was first tested as a way to deliver medicine for osteoporosis. Now it is being expanded to other uses, and Bill and Melinda Gates were behind the efforts to use this technology for birth control. This microchip may be the future of contraception. Implanted under the skin, it can deliver tiny amounts of hormone, just like a birth control pill. Biotech for Microchips is testing the chip to hold enough hormone to prevent pregnancy for up to 16 years. When a woman wants to conceive, the chip is turned off with a remote, and they are making sure it can't be hacked.
Yeah, right. Because we all know this technology never gets hacked. And what's up with Mr. Population Control, Bill Gates and his wife getting in on this? They wouldn't use this device to control the population of the planet, would they? I mean, just push a button anywhere on the planet and wirelessly send a signal so that no ladies anywhere could have babies. I wish I was making this up. But this is how sick these people are. But hey, don't think about that. Think about the so-called benefits. No more birth control pills, no more having to remember if you took them or freak out if you forgot. That is all gone. Why? Because you just got a microchip implant. Life is good. This is great. Just get a microchip implant and all your medical problems will go away. The fourth way they're promoting medical microchips in people is to control your payment. You see, all these services do not come for free, right? Obviously, you must pay for them, right? But hey, don't you hate it when you forget your money, or lose your wallet or purse, or worse yet, forget what your copay is in the first place, so you don't even know how much to bring? Well, hey, worry no more. If you would just get a medical microchip implant, all your financial worries will go away, like this one.
AP reports. Just put in that small glass capsule and it is injected into your body just like a shot of penicillin. As I mentioned previously, there's a product on it called BioBond that immediately upon injection forms a pseudo-scar tissue inside your skin, so that the chip doesn't migrate.
There is no power source in the chip. It lies dormant underneath your skin for years. And it is only awakened when a scanner is waved over the area where the chip is implanted.
The scanner is run over the patient's arm and the numbers show up on the screen.
Person who has the chip.
The scanner rates me. It could be on a portal like any kind of network you wanted it to because it's open architecture. AP reports. And then once they have it for the medical application to communicate their medical records, their medical device information, their insurance information, their personal information in a clinical or emergency situation, they can then use it for other applications, security, ingress and egress into a facility, financial as a secondary means of authentication to credit cards to help prevent identity theft, and
Physician injecting the chip. Okay, I'm going to stick you a little bit here.
He injects the chip under the skin and wipes it off.
Physician. Okay, all done.
He then holds the scanner over the chip and looks at the number on the screen.
Physician. There's your number that's inside.
Gee, I wonder what number that is? 666? But did you see what this thing could do? Not just store all your electronic medical records that they are mandating all over the place, even in the US, but you can even, what? At the same time, you can even make a medical payment or, as he admitted, any form of payment. You can tie it into your credit cards. You can use it to prove your identity, security, or gain access into a facility. That chip will control your access, payment, or entrance into a medical facility. All in one chip. Isn't that wonderful? Life is good. This is great. If you just get a microchip implant, all your medical problems will go away. Yeah, you and I both know where all of this is headed. In fact, let's continue on in our Revelation 13 passage and let God tell us where it's headed.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So, stir all this together in the medical community, and I think we know where it is all headed. First, the Antichrist uses this AI global controlled medical system to force, order, cause people to do whatever he wants them to do. Because he has got some serious leverage over them in the 7-year tribulation with all the calamities during that time, which has produced a need for a proper diagnosis or treatment of diseases or ailments from the medical community. Then they build into the exact same system the ability for him to grant permission or access to the medical system on a global basis via a microchip or marking system with the help of AI. And without it, you will not be able to buy or sell anything, including your medical needs. And you do not think he would do something like that with this system being built right now as we speak? I think he will say something like this. Your diabetes needs to be monitored properly and continuously so you won't die in the 7-year tribulation, with all this famine and stuff, why it must totally be out of whack by now. No problem, just bow a knee. What's that? Speaking of famine, you are wasting away, shriveling up, because your brain won't tell you you're hungry because I'm controlling your diet electronically. No problem. Worship me. You want to have kids but for some reason it is not working, ever, at all? Real funny, you are a fool. I control the birth rate on the whole planet. And what's that? You need to buy and sell medical coverage or gain access to a medical facility or pay for those injuries you received in the 7-year tribulation, so you won't die? Sure thing. Take the chip. Folks, it's common sense where this is headed. Total global control over people's lives. Why? Because you allowed AI to take over the whole medical system just in time for the 7-year tribulation and the horrible reign of the Antichrist. Folks, how much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that is why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. So, this is the point. If you are a Christian and you are not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Do not sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you are not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?